Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Manappuram Finance Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Shweta Daptardar from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Kathy. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Elara Capital, we welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Manappuram Finance Limited to discuss the Q1 FY23 performance. From the esteemed management we have with us today, Mr. V.P. Nandakumar, MD and CEO, Ms. Bindu A.L., CFO, Mr. B.N. Raveendra Babu, MD, Asirvad Microfinance Limited, Mr. Rajesh Namboodiripad, CFO, Asirvad Microfinance Limited, Mr. K. Senthilkumar, Head, Vehicle and Equipment Finance, Mr. Suveen P.S., CEO, Manappuram Home Finance, Mr. Bikash Kumar Mishra, CFO, Manappuram Home Finance. Without further ado, I now hand over the call to Mr. Nandakumar for his opening comments, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Shweta. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Q1 FY23 conference call. In our last phone call, I made a reference to rather uneven strategy process of the economy and its impact on our growth. We have now been able to see a momentum catching up, and we hope to capitalize on the upbeat mood in the coming quarter. However, a discussion of the macroeconomic scenario is to take note of the intense speculation about the possible downturn in the U.S. economy, its global impact, and the concerns on the rupee exchange rate. Going by recent indicators, there is every likelihood that India will be able to tame the external headwinds and come out of this phase as an outlier. In an important decision that came on July 1st, the central bank hiked the customs duty of gold from 7.5% to 12.5% to create more fiscal headroom, and we don't foresee any negative impact on gold prices or the gold loan business. Rural India shows good promise with tractor sales going up and the digital penetration reaching unprecedented levels. Even though the inflation is slowing down the recovery process to an extent. In the last con call, I also talked about the competition among NBFCs price war, and we decided to take more prudent approach rather than engaging in non-economical market phenomena. The gold loan portfolio of the company stands at 20,471 crore. It represents a growth of 23.6% when compared with the first quarter of FY22. Overall, the consolidated assets under management, AUM, has reached 30,760 crore, registering an increase of 24.3% over a year ago quarter and up by 1.6% quarter-on-quarter. The consolidated net profit of 282 crore is an improvement of 8% over the preceding quarter. There is more competition now in the gold loan sector, but we are not unduly worried because there is still lot of untapped potential at Manappuram. We met long-term growth and not short-term gains. We are very optimistic about long-term prospects for the company's microfinance subsidiary, Asirvad, which has chalked up an AUM of 7,013 crore, showing a growth of 15.8% year-on-year. The latest guidelines by the RBI for MFIs especially the removal of the 10% spread cap have created level playing field and expand the market for all players, including us. We have seen maximum growth in vehicle finance business, registering 68% increase year-on-year with an AUM of 1,755 crores. The home loan business assets have reached 875 crores, registering 3.49% increase over the corresponding quarter in FY22. MSME and life sector AUM has increased to 1113 crores. That's on 30th June 2022. For a more comprehensive review of our financial performance, I hand the floor over to our CFO, Ms. Bidwell.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you all for joining us. Now, coming to the operational overview, our consolidated AUM for Q1 FY23 was rupees 30,760 crore, up by 1.6% Q-on-Q and up by 24.3% YOY. Consolidated profit after tax was rupees 282 crore for Q1 FY23, which was up by 8% Q-on-Q. ROE on a consolidated basis was 13% and ROA was 3.3% for the quarter ended June 2022. Our current leverage is currently only 2.8 times. As guided in our last con call, our GNPA as on 30th June 2022 at 1.43% versus 2.95% during the previous quarter. We are carrying surplus liquidity across all businesses. Cash and cash equivalents on hand on a consolidated basis was Rs. 2,152 crore. And undrawn bank line was rupees 3,195 crore. Our CP exposure is only 1% of total borrowing in the standalone entity. Our ALM is well positioned across all the buckets. Standalone borrowing cost has gone up to 7.47% compared to 7.15% in Q4 FY22 due to the repo rate hike of 90 basis points. Talking about the gold loan business, which constitutes 67% of consolidated AUM, and the remaining 33% comprises of microfinance, vehicle, housing and SME finance. Gold loan AUM increased by 1.5% Q-on-Q and up by 23.6% YOY. Gold loan yield improved to 19.4% in Q1 and thereafter to 21.7% in July, compared to 18.8% in Q4 FY22. During the quarter, we were able to add 4.2 lakh new customers. Gold loan average ticket size and average duration was Rs. 56,272 and 84 days respectively. Our standalone PAT was Rs. 290 crore, up by 9.4% Q-on-Q and down by 31.8% YOY. ROE at 14.4% versus 13.5% in March 2022. Total number of gold loan customers at 24.5 lakh. Gold loan book at 20,471 crore. Our weighted average LTV stands at rupees 3,051 per gram or 65% of the gold price as on 30th June 2022. Coming to microfinance, Ashirvad AUM stands at Rs. 7,013 crore, flat Q-on-Q and up by 16% YOY. Due to process changes and transition to revised RBI guidelines in April 22, disbursements were low. Since May 2022 onwards, monthly run rate of growth in MFI business is around Rs. 150 crore at an improved yield of 24%. Compared to 20.3% up to March 2022. Our collection efficiency from MFI business at 102% and disbursements during the quarter was Rs. 1,098 crore. In the light of new RBI new MFI regulations, we are in the process of building a higher secured gold loan book in Asirvad. The gold loan AUM as on 30th June 2022 in Asirvad stands at rupees 421 crore. Cumulative ECL provision in Asirvad is rupees 463 crore. Net NPA stands at 1.91%. Coming to vehicle finance business, we have reported an AUM of rupees 1,755 crore, which is up by 6.8% Q-on-Q and up by 68% Y-o-Y. Collection efficiency for the quarter was 100%. GNPA has come down to 4% from 6.7%. The home loan business had a total book of 875 crore, which is up by 3.5% Q-on-Q and 30.9% Y-o-Y. This business reported a profit of rupees 5.2 crore during the quarter. Collection efficiency at 97%, GNPA maintained at 5.9%. Loan to MSME and others, 1,113 crore. Collection efficiency 107% and GNPA at 1.6%. Provisions and write-offs for the standalone entity at rupees 8.8 crore compared to 23.6 crore in Q4 FY22. The board declared an interim dividend of 75 paisa for this quarter. Our capital position is strong and the company is well capitalized with a capital adequacy ratio of 31.4%. Consolidated net worth stands at rupees 8,576 crore. Book value at rupees 101.3 paisa. We can now go for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. The first question is from the line of Piran Engineer from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is, what percentage of the book is still in teaser loan? Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Piran. It is around 10% of our book.
And this will mature in 2Q or what? When does it sort of run down?
So it will be the maturity up to December 22.
Okay. And how do we really think about yield, you know, going forward? Right now it's 21.7. Does it go back to the 25% level or does it settle around 22-23?
So I hope it will be settled around 21-21.5.
Okay, so July yields is what is indicative of the future.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. This is the indicative of the future. But if the rate moves further, the reference rates move further and borrowing costs escalate, etc. To that extent, it may go up at this level, at the current level, even at the 50 bps increase in the policy rate. I think it may settle somewhere around 21 and 22 maximum.
Got it. And the second question on your slide 17, where you talk about QOQ growth of gold loans for banks, this is only personal gold loans, right? Not, you're not taking agri into it.
Yeah.
What is
family,
it?
Are they data we are taking?
Yeah.
It's only personal. Gold.
Yeah.
All personal gold loan only.
Okay. So banks, you are saying, are becoming less competitive. What about competition within the NBFC space of either the standalone gold financiers or the, you know, multi-product NBFCs who also do gold loans? How is competition from them?
Okay, the competition is there for any product. The competition would be there. What I have said is, even though there is competition, and the competitive landscape may large also, but in India, we have a vast custody of gold, And there is the gold import also to the tune of around 800 to 1000 tons annually. And as major portion is still going for jewelry, for household jewelry, etc. While the competition landscape increases, widens, the family gold also increases. So, yeah, we can expect competition, more players would come, but at the same time, the possibilities are also, opportunities are also increasing.
No, but I mean, are they more competitive today than they were 6 months back, or competition has gone down a bit from then?
Because
I understand competition will always be there, but is it more or is it less?
See, the competition is there, similar to 6 months back. The current situation is from the lower segment, the demand has not come to the level of pre-COVID. So it is this is very evident from other segments also, like the small ticket borrowing. Yeah, whether it is small ticket borrowing for housing finance or two-wheeler, small cars also, the demand is yet to pick up to the level of pre-COVID. But at the same time, it is showing improvements, consistent improvements. Particularly for gold loan, the demand starts from school reopening season, etc. Now we have seen some demand. And the real demand comes when the agri sowing season starts. It starts post-monsoon. From September onwards, it will start. So we hope by that time, the segment where the demand is seen less now also will catch up.
Okay. And so just one other thing, that if growth remains sluggish, as we are delivering 1-2% QOQ, will the industry not again reintroduce teaser loans to get some growth kicking? Like it can happen again in Diwali, right?
Yeah.
Or is that not?
Yeah. What we look at is, yes, we have also introduced some teaser schemes. And now, after doing that, what we feel is, we should always have an eye on the profitability. So, with that, with an eye on profitability, we want to give importance to the yield now. So, we want to see a stable yield in the sense that it will not go down below 21%. This is, And within that, whatever is the growth possible, we feel like growth is possible. We hope situations will improve. Another big picture for us is Ashirwad coming back, particularly in the background of the regulatory changes removing NIMCA and allowing these companies to have up to 25% of the non-MFI portfolio, which we are utilizing to build the gold loan portfolio. We have started that, and it has cost around 400 crores. I hope this quarter will achieve a significant growth there. And other businesses like commercial vehicle finance, MSME finance, these are also showing a good rate of growth. So the things are going to improve from here onwards, and the things should come back very soon.
Got it. So just lastly, Muthoot got RBI approval to open 150 new branches last month. Any update for us?
Yeah. So we are also awaiting.
Anything more you can share on that front?
Yeah, no. They have conducted an inspection, and there are some action points which we can do during this quarter. And I hope once these are completed, we will also get the branch opening permission.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanket Chheda from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir.
Yes.
So, my question was on when yields we are seeing that in July yields are moving, have moved up to 21.7. We are saying that going ahead, it should stay at 20-21%. Then, how should we look at growth in the gold loan book? What do we aspire for this year, maybe going ahead?
So, yes, so today the growth is flat, but where I see where I hope the improvement will take place is when the demand from the lower segment really catches up. I hope this will catch up soon with the sowing season, which starts just after the month. So we are waiting for that. Yeah, the things would improve from September, etc. So gold loan is stagnant now, as of now. But I see the other segments already growing, like commercial vehicle segment, MSME segment, etc., are showing quality growth. And also, the MFI also will perform well in the coming quarters. And I expect the cost, but we are able to clear the pre-COVID portfolio, which is not very significant now. So this will happen from the next two quarters fully. Then it will come back to a model of around 5% ROA. So this will significantly support the consolidated balance sheet and P&L.
Okay, sir. So as of now, you are not putting any number on, say, gold or overall AUM growth, right?
No. Gold loan. Yeah. I have said around 10% growth. Yes. This quarter, you have seen we could achieve a figure around less than 2%. So I have the hope that in the coming quarters it will pick up. I'm not saying the growth will not be achieved. Maybe it will pick up. This is my hope. Whereas in all other segments, we will achieve a growth of much more than
20%. Okay. And while sir, competition from banks, you are saying it is similar to what it was 6 months back, but then are we seeing any traction from the unorganized space? There are any signs of that shift happening from unorganized to organized? Because now the differential has widened, though even we are at 20-21% versus 26% earlier, the differential has widened. So are we seeing anything on that front?
So, for the unorganized sector, as well as the NBFCs, for improving the yield, the demand should come from lower middle class. Lower middle class in the sense that who borrows an average of 1 lakh or below 1 lakh. This is a segment which will definitely help us on two things. One, push the AUM up and also the yield up. That segment is yet to catch up fully. So this is what I have said early. In these segments across all businesses, the demand is less. So post monsoon, I hope things will pick up. We expected that to pick up when the school reopening season starts. There was some growth, but after that, this year the spend there, why this lower segment was less. But post-COVID, post-monsoon, when they go for purchasing fertilizers, sowing, etc., etc., they have no other way but to have the working capital. And by that time, I hope it will catch up. So that the targeted growth would be possible in the coming months.
Sir, and last question from my side. Have we provided anything as a contingency on our Assam exposure out of our MFI book? Or do we see any potential pain out there in the coming quarters?
So the collection in the MFI segment with the quarter has reached around 102%. So we are able to collect beyond the billing. So on an average, I'm telling on an average. And the specifically to Assam, first of all, we have a small portfolio. And we didn't have the portfolio in branches which actually saw a serious recovery problem. So in Assam also, the collection, our collections have come back to similar to the other states. There is only a marginal decline compared to the neighboring state.
Sure, sir. Those were the questions from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alpesh from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. First question is on the slide number 80. Can I see the portfolio
option? Operator, Alpesh, we are not able to hear you clearly. Audio is slightly muffled. Can you please check?
Is it better now?
Yes, slightly better. Request to use your, if you're using your earphones or speaker, just to avoid those. Thank you.
I'm not using this.
Sure, thank you.
So, sir, slide number 18, when I see the 1Q options, which were at almost 50 crores, and when I see the 4Q options, which were at around 920 crores, but however, the impact on the yield in March was significantly higher as compared to the numbers that you have reported in 1Q. What was the specific reason? You have mentioned that there is a one-time option loss. What was it exactly, and why the loss was relatively less in 1Q? Of last year.
So slide 18, you are talking about the yield slide, right?
Yield slide, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so March 22, the yield has come down due to the auction. You are aware.
Bindu, what was the auction amount in March, the one-time loss related to that for the auction?
So that I will come back. It is was around 1,000 crore.
Auction?
Q4 was 900 crore.
No, auction for the March month you have mentioned 618 crores, but there is no specific amount given for the losses related to that.
Yeah, so overall there was an impact on the overall yield due to two reasons. One is the low yield product plus this auction loss. On the specific number of auction loss on account of this 618 crore auction, I will come back to you.
Okay, and then if I correlate this auction for the 4Q versus 1Q of last year, the yield were not impacted so much in 1Q FY22, but they got impacted significantly in 4Q FY22.
Okay. So, if we compare the auctions in Q1 of FY22, we were at 25-26% yield.
Yeah. But the auctions were almost 1550 crores. Whereas when you look at the 4Q FY22 yield was 18.8%, but the auctions were 2/3 of what was there in 1Q FY22. I understand there was obviously pricing pressure related to the product. But it seems to be auction-related losses seems to be significantly higher.
Yeah. So, two reasons. One is the low-yielding product. We were at a low yield. Every month it was coming down. So, I will get back with the details on how much relating to the yield issue and the auction loss.
Okay. The second question is on the gold loan. Now, on the gold loan branches, in Ashirvad, we have opened 320 branches which are dedicated specifically to gold loan. So do we have to go to the RBI to get the approval related to that, or once we cross the threshold of 1,000 branches, after that we will go to
the RBI? 1,000 branches alone is not the criteria. This is one of the criteria. So, Ashirvad, even if it crosses 1,000 crores, we need not move. Because there is another criteria. This is applicable only for gold loan companies. As long as Ashirvad's portfolio is below 50%, it is not defined as a gold loan company. Anyway, for an MFI, there is a cap of 25%. Beyond 25%, the non-MFI portfolios cannot grow. So the question doesn't arise.
Okay, so basically we can open the gold loan specific branches in Ashirvad without going to RBI.
Without prior approval.
Okay. And the branch reclassification, which has been, or the number of branches reduced in the previous quarters, which is on slide number 27 related to Ashirvad, is it because of this reclassification?
Yes, branch decline?
So when I look at slide number 27, the Ashirvad branches reported for FY22 is 1,062, whereas in the previous quarter it was 1,500 plus. Is there any reclassification here?
So one is MFI branches and the other one is including gold loan branches.
Okay, so earlier we used to report including gold loan branches. Now it's specific or dedicated MFI.
Yeah.
Now we have split the MFI branches and gold loan branches.
Okay, and just the last question, the Ashirvad AUM, which is reported on slide number 26, which is 7,000 crores. Whereas in the earlier slides, the MFI-related AUM is around 6,400 crores. So, difference is the gold loan AUM in Ashirvad?
Yes, 421 crore gold loan and 6,500 odd number in MFI.
Okay, and in case of Ashirvad, our cost of funds have declined by almost 30 basis points. Whereas I see for the standalone operations, it has gone up. Any high-yielding borrowing that got matured in Ashirvad or some PSL-related money can be built that over?
So, with the NIM cap removal, we are taking a lot of efforts to reduce the cost of borrowing in Ashirvad. Earlier it was borrowing cost plus 10%, so we are negotiating with the lenders, and that is the reason. And some high cost borrowing with the surplus liquidity, they were able to repay, and that is the reason they were able to maintain the borrowing cost with a slight reduction.
Okay. And sir, what is your experience related to this RBI new guidelines related to the calculation of the household income? In the MFI business, are you seeing any impact on your business, or the what percentage of your portfolio was already qualifying to that 3 lakh rupee credit? Any experience based on the implementation of that RBI license?
Household income.
Household income. The RBI guidelines are accordingly. We have changed our software and our field staff is trained. So we started doing like that from the very beginning.
Okay, so was entire...
Capturing the household income, etc., and capping the maximum outflow at 50% towards the EMI repayments, etc. Whatever has been, amendments have been made in the regulation has been implemented and controlled using the software.
Any impact on our outstanding portfolio because of this implementation?
No, not outstanding. So it is on the incremental portfolio only. No, that is only that is possible. There is no impact on the outstanding portfolio.
Okay, great. Thank you and all the best.
Welcome.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my questions. Ma'am, so firstly, rather than talking about yields, I would say, can you kind of guide on the spreads that that you'll be looking to maintain? Because I understand yields could be a function of how interest rates kind of behave or how what actions RBI takes. So if you could just help us understand, I mean, why the spreads have improved on a sequential basis. While you have already shared yields were 21.7% as in July, can you help us understand, I mean, where was the cost of borrowing as in July, just to understand what kind of spreads are we making now?
So we were at 19.4% gold loan yield in Q1, and our overall AUM yield is around 19.7%. At 7.47% is our cost of borrowing. But the increase in yield is higher than the cost of increase in cost of borrowing, and that is the reason we expect an improvement in the spread.
So when 7.47, this was your cost of borrowing as on, let's say, June quarter, what is the cost of borrowing as on July? So comparable number for 21.7% yields that you have reported as on July.
So this July, it is not very different. It depends on the new rollover which we are doing. So during the quarter, we expect another 25 to 30 basis points increase in the cost of borrowing.
Got it. Now, secondly, I mean, I was seeing except for the first 20 days of April, where I mean, the gold prices had actually spiked. There was not a very, I mean, significant change in gold prices, at least during the first quarter. So, I mean, how do we kind of explain the sequential decline in your gold holdings?
See, the gold holding will decline when the price of going up, because see, people are borrowing to meet their requirements, and they are they know the necessity of they're redeeming it within the time frame, so they internally have the calculation about their cash flow and affordability to borrow as far as gold loan is concerned, unlike many other loans. So so when the gold price goes up, LTV, the absolute amount goes up, the tonnage will decrease. The reverse is the case with gold price going down.
Okay. Sir, on slide number 6, where you have given the commentary for the quarter, and you talked about pruning the lower yielding, higher ticket size, 6.9% teaser rate gold loan portfolio, which you also suggested is about 10% of our book and is expected to run off by December this year. Two questions here. I mean, one is, I mean, how are you saying that you're looking to prune this portfolio? Are you talking about the rundown that happens in the normal course, or something that we happen to kind of hear that, I mean, during the quarter, a lot of other gold finance companies actually reached out to customers and were requesting them to kind of increase the rates, basically move from 6.9% to maybe a 9.9 or a 10.9%.
So it is a natural liquidation process in that sense that they are postponing redemption not based on the interest rates. So the average life of the loan is around 100 to 120 days. So there is a natural redemption process not being taken over by the other NBFCs.
Okay. So my last question is on your MFI business. I don't know if I'm kind of reading it right. I mean, is the stage 3 increase from 1.7% to 7.7%?
Yeah.
Which one?
MFI stage 3. As you are aware, last year there were resolution plans available to the customers. And June 21, we had a higher restructuring book. And we were continuously following up for the collection. But expecting that only we keep on providing something extra. And now the 10-day billing, and if they are not paying for 3 months, this will flip to stage three. So all this structured book, whatever stress is there, that is materialized during this quarter.
Okay. So now just a last follow-up question here, which means that, I mean, the stress which was there and which we've been kind of talking about in the restructured pool of your NFI business, that's all reflecting in the 7.7% now.
Yes.
So now the follow-up question here was that, I mean, I think somewhere on slide number 6, we've also talked about credit costs now expected to decline going forward from your NFI business. So, I mean, what we've been seeing over the last 3 to 4 quarters is we've been doing credit costs of about 100 to 120 odd crores in NFI business. So what could be the run rate like in terms of credit costs in the NFI business going ahead? Assuming what you suggested, last part of the stress has already slipped to stage 3 now.
Okay. So we expect a substantial reduction in the credit cost in the coming quarters. We expect improvement in September to some extent, and things should be much better in the second half of the year. So we are expecting some kind of 1-1.5% ROA for this year is our expectation. So that is the reason we feel that all whatever the stress in the portfolio is linked to stage 3. And because of this provisioning, we were able to match this in this quarter. So going forward, we expect the credit cost to come down, and we will see a better ROA in the second half of the year.
The post-COVID portfolio is somewhere around 88% now. So it is only 88%, yes. And there the collection efficiency is nearly 99%. Whereas pre-COVID portfolio has come down to around 12%. So there also the collections we hope will improve even from the stress portfolio.
Got it, sir. This is very, very useful.
Yeah. And now for incremental dispersal, with the NIM is around 15%. So I increased from 10% using the relaxed regulation with regard to the NIM cap.
Thank you, sir. This is all from my side. Wish you and your team the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alpesh from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, if I see your home loans, there has been a continuous reduction in the average ticket size related to the home loans.
So, the reason is we focused on high-yielding loans, small ticket loans, to improve on the yield. So that's the reason. So now we started focusing on slightly more higher ticket. But we hope it will grow slowly, and we are expecting that to touch around 10 lakhs in another 4-5 quarters for the incremental loans.
Okay, so what would be the average yield on the incremental disbursement into this?
Now it is on the incremental portfolio, we are getting a yield of around 16%.
And what was it when the average ticket price was at around 10 lakh rupees?
So earlier it was hovering around 14%+. So it has improved by 100 pips. On the incremental portfolio, it has gone up by 200 pips. from the three quarters past.
Okay, because these numbers are not reflected into the yields that you report on the outstanding portfolio. Because the outstanding portfolio home loan yields remain at around 14% since many quarters.
No, it is 16%. It is 16% now.
In the home construction, it's 16%, but outstanding portfolio, at least what is reported in the PPT, it's around 13%, if I'm not wrong. Whereas the share of home loan has gone up, average ticket size has come down, but the average yields remain more or less similar, at around 14%.
So, average yield has improved. Quarter on quarter, earlier it was like around 15%, now it is 16.09 around.
Okay, because what is reported in the PPT is slide number 30.
No, there are three bifurcations, home loan, home construction and LAP.
Yeah, so the home loan is showing 14%.
Home loan are basically like a purchase ready property where like we give at 14% around, and home construction is self construction property where like stage wise construction funding we are doing, that is 16%, and for LAP portfolio other than housing loan, that is 18%.
Weighted average
overall is 16.09%.
Perfect. So I'm talking about the home loan specific.
Home loan includes construction, home construction as well. This is just bifurcation we have given. What is the construction pool? What is the purchase ready property?
Yes, sir. I understand that. But when you look at this 40% portfolio within the home loan, housing finance business, which is a pure home loan business, that average ticket size is 6.5 lakh rupees. This used to be 10 lakh rupees plus few quarters back. And the yield that we have been reporting on this business is 14% constant. So I'm just trying to understand what am I missing in.
Yeah, we will come back on that.
Okay, great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Shah from Monarch Network. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions on the microfinance book. Can you kind of help us understand the targeted trajectory on the stage 3 assets? Where do we see that by end of this fiscal? And an extension to that, what is the guided credit cost for FY23?
Yeah, so whatever restructured book slipped into this quarter, and if you see the breakup, our stage 1 is almost 87% and stage 3 is 13%. So we believe that there will not be much addition, and we are holding nearly 462 crore provision against this stage 2 and 3. So going forward, I think for the whole year, we are expecting a much lesser credit cost. FY22, we had almost 400 crore P&L impact on account of credit cost. And this year we expect much reduction. I think after the first quarter impact, I think the numbers should come down.
So do you want to put a number to it, man, or you expect the trajectory to move back to where we started?
Babagar or Rajesh?
Rajesh?
Yeah. Sir, in this regard, I think most of it is already crystallized. So, a slight increase is only expected on this. So, the number should hover somewhere on this, actually. This would more or less the same with growth.
Sir, what is So in that case, the credit cost number, will that kind of remain sticky for the coming quarters?
No, for the current live book it would be, but going forward as the book, we close on some of it, it would come down in the
by the March end.
So, okay. My another question is on the capital position in Ashirvad Microfinance. We are at 19.8% capital adequacy. So, what is the thought through on augmenting capital in this business?
Our parents' capital adequacy is very high. The leverage is around 2.8 times. So we have plenty of room to play around. So at the same time, if the environment is good, valuations are good, we are open to raise capital from the market also. That idea is always open, but in any eventuality, to ensure that the growth is short and or impacted anyway, we will pump the required capital for the parent.
And just one bookkeeping question. If I heard it right, May onwards, disbursements are at 150 crore plus.
Net growth.
Yeah, that is the net growth. Yeah.
It's around 550 to 600.
Sure, okay. Those are my questions. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Patel from L&T Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Sorry to continue on this subject. You said that some of this book will run down, the MFI book, which will result in reducing credit cost and improvement of the stage 1, stage 2, stage 3 split. But unlike gold, what would be the tenure over here that we are looking at, and again, it could be unsecured kind of facility. So, do you believe that there would be losses on these accounts, or what is the recoverability on these restructured accounts?
See, the restructured accounts in different buckets, yes. The collection efficiency is around 33, and we hope it will further improve to around 40% plus, in the coming days. Because why we are saying that it was lesser than that, but it is improving. It is showing month-on-month improvement. So this is on the impaired portfolio. The post-COVID portfolio is around 88% now, nearly 87-88% now. There the recovery is around 99%. So the pre-COVID total portfolio is around 12%. There also the recovery is to the extent of one-third now. It is improving. So sufficient provisions have been taken in the past. And during the next quarters, it will be over. And we expect to report an ROA from the business of around 1.5% during this year itself. Last quarter, this year.
And the average tenure is around 24 months. So the pre-COVID book, March 20 book, will be maturing now. And because of this resolution plan, customer also not getting that impact because their bureau records will be proper as the restructuring also helped them to keep their bureau record clean. But as it is getting matured and slipped to NPA, now I think customers also showing more interest to close the loan and so that they can continue as a standard borrower.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the last question from the line of Sanket Chheda from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I lost two questions. So, what was the guidance on provision on the overall book and also on the MFI book for this year?
this year, so the MFI book, we took almost 120 crore in the first quarter. So in the coming quarters, our expectation is much lesser credit cost. I think overall, overall provisions, half of last year is our expectation.
So last year we did about 490 crores. You are saying 250 crores, of which 130 crores we have already taken.
So last year MFI alone was 400 crores, and all other portfolios also temporary there was a spike in NPA number. So now all other businesses settled down almost with the pre-COVID NPA level. In the case of MFI, we expect half of last year.
So 200 MFI, maybe 100 and other businesses should not exceed 300 crores. Is that right? Assumption to go?
Other businesses, we are not expecting that much because we are seeing stability.
Okay. So what you have provided this quarter in totality, that much only you will provide in next three quarters put together.
So maybe an increase in the second quarter, then I think normalized in second half.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, with this, I now hand the conference over to Shweta Daptardar for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Capital, we thank the management of Manappuram Finance to give us the opportunity to host the earnings call. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.